So after Darlene leaves, she goes to The Bluff, the area of Atlanta that's considered the largest open-air heroin market in the nation. And that's where she buys her drugs.
Right here in metro Atlanta.
Yeah. It's English Avenue area. Just a couple of blocks from
the Georgia Dome.
Exactly.
What does this environment look like?
It's as hopeless as I've ever seen. Cameron Alexander at James P. Brawley Drive. It's just this huge shell of what used to be a building, gosh, probably only 30 years ago, but it looks like it's hundreds of years old. Like, it's just so decayed. All around, people are on the street, and I'm told that all of them, maybe 20 people, are doing something with the heroin trade, and people are lining up for bread, for water, because they're hungry. I got the sense that for most of these people, there was no way out. I spend the rest of the day in The Bluff with the Harm Reduction Coalition, and I don't see any Darlenes. I see a totally different face of a heroin user. I put Claude in the documentary, and he was telling me about his habit, how often he comes to exchange needles, and there was no filter. He talks about taking clean needles, selling those clean needles on the street for a huge markup, and using that money to buy the heroin he uses.
So that's pretty convenient. It sounds like that...
As long as you keep them, you don't throw them away, you keep them, they just sell them. But sometimes I need money to get me some heroin, I sell them. See what I'm saying? I sell at least one pack, and I keep a pack. I always keep a pack to bring in, but I know I can bring in 10 wood and get two packs back.
$5 each, or are you a $15
man? No. I try to help them to help me, you know what I mean?
And as I'm hearing this, I can't believe what I'm hearing. What Claude has just done is walked into a Winnebago, plopped down a cache of used needles he's used to shoot up heroin, and he gets clean in the bag unused needles. So he walks off with that. Half he keeps for himself, half he sells. And again, this irony, no, I will help people. I'm not going to sell these for $15. I'll sell it for $5 because I want to help them.
A lot of this just sounds like it's, to borrow the phrase, hidden in plain sight. How do the police interact with this situation, especially this spot?
Yeah, this is a kind of what's hard to grasp. I saw patrol officers drive by and they just drove by. And as one officer told me, look, we can't just arrest someone because they're standing on the street, right? True. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But we know what's going on, and you just think, gosh, somebody needs to do something. And is it a heavy-handed police tactic to stop this trade? Is it compassion? You know, what's the right mix? I don't know. And that's what's troubling is, one, I think I know what goes on around Atlanta. I think I'm more in tune than most people just because of my job every day. I had no idea. And nobody I talk to even knows this exists, The Bluff, or what goes on there, how really unfortunate it is. And it's been allowed to go on, for whatever reason, for decades. I've never had a story weigh so heavily on me. I mean, gosh, it's been months now. And still, it's hard for me just to even think about. If we take it from a drug use trafficking perspective, it's a hard sell, this needle exchange argument. But let's look at it from a different perspective, and that's of public health. All of a sudden, there are different issues at play. As Atlanta Harm Reduction Coalition co-founder Mona Bennett tells me, a drug addiction should not be a death sentence. And her argument is it shouldn't mean that we as a society pay the hundreds of thousands of dollars it takes to treat someone for hepatitis C or HIV when we can prevent that with a 9-cent syringe.
Yes, I'm an enabler. I am enabling people to live. I am enabling people to make healthier, wiser decisions. Let's keep people alive. Where there's breath, there's hope.
When you stop looking at these people as people and start labeling them as addicts, it becomes much easier to push the problem away. And it seems like that's what's happened, that we pushed it away to this section of Atlanta called The Bluff. And it's conveniently there without much notice.